Today on the Adam Grow Quiz Show, I'm thinking of a number between 1 and 500. And you totally know it. It's gonna blow your mind, man. You totally know it. I'm Adam Grow, host of Cash Cab Canada. I'm also a stand-up comic. I tour North America in theaters, clubs, campuses. I hope you'll check me out at the show sometime. You can find me on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and adamgrow.com. This is my daily trivia podcast of the Adam Grow Quiz Show, which you can find at adamgrowquizshow.com. And if you want to win tickets to my live show, I'm going to give you details coming up. The falsely reported origins of the significance and meaning of this particular number are frankly far more compelling than the actual story. According to Snopes.com, the number is not a related penal code section in California law. It's not a related police radio code. It's not the date that Jim Morrison, Jimi Hendrix, or Janis Joplin died. It's not the room number in hotels in which the Grateful Dead would insist on staying while on tour. It is, however, displayed as the score in the football game seen in the movie Fast Times at Ridgemont High, and most of the clocks in Pulp Fiction are also set to this time. It's also the name of a beer, a record label, public service campaign, and annual worldwide festivals. All of this myth and memorialization apparently originated with the pretty much random time of day that about a dozen high school kids in California decided was when they planned to meet up after school and light up. Which is actually amazing. Nothing I did with my buds in high school impacted or influenced the behavior of anyone else for any length of time, even for a few days, let alone decades. In fact, I don't even remember what we did. Of course, these California kids probably don't remember much either. What number is celebrated by pot smokers around the world? Is it A, 420, man? B, 8675309? C, 3.14159, or D, 8675309. I know it's a stereotype, but I do find it amazing that pot smokers around the globe keep such a precise schedule, not only at 420, but on April 20th. Play the Adam Grow Quiz Show online anytime at adamgrowquizshow.com. Check there for dates for the live version of my show because you'll be able to check out stand-up comedy and also have a chance to win cash out of my pocket as a contestant on stage. I'll have to do a show at 420 in April some year. I'm at the Randolph Theatre in Toronto on June 8th with my quiz show, and you can win tickets by filling out my online survey at adamgrowquizshow.com by clicking Win Cash Live on Stage. Thanks for playing the Adam Grow Quiz Show.